Sandeep Maheshwari has recently made a session on how to stop overthinking. In today's podcast, I am going to give you the tips that I have heard from him in that video. And through these tips, you can almost stop overthinking as I have applied it, and it gives a lot of benefits to me. So what happens is that when we start to thinking about our past, we just try to manipulate it, that this needs to be done like this and this not needs to be done like this. We try to over manipulate the past that has already been past, it that has already happened, and we can't change the past, and this is the truth, reality. But we can change the point of view of seeing the past. Sandeep Maheshwari tells us that we can change the past, because the past is just a story in our mind that we have made. The past is just like a story. We have manipulated and created a story in which is negative, and it is making us unhappy and sad. So we can change our past by changing the story, by changing the point of view. If you just think about the past and once more, you will find that you are thinking that you may be saying like this, or you may be doing this conversation like in this way, but it is not good. You will see that it can be done also like in a good method, and you have already done well. Whatever happened is in randomness, and so what you did, you have not control over you at that time. So whatever happened is not in your control at that time, so you did perfectly well. As you, if you have not dealt perfectly well, then how can you be happy or in a relaxed state now? Okay, so you don't have to over manipulate your past. You just have to take the past as it is and see it with a positive point of view, that whatever happened is just out of your control, and you can't control that happening which is already happened, so you don't need to think about that. And even if the thoughts are continuously coming in your mind, you can just think of it with a positive point of view, and you will find that you have done everything good. What will happen if you have done that conversation with a bad temper, or did fight with someone? Is this beneficial? Is any beneficial? No, it is not beneficial. So if you have already, or if you have already faced the bad conversations or argument in a easy way, then what is the problem in it? You have already made yourself better. You have already prevented from yourself from an argument. So it is very good to manipulate the past in a positive point of view, as then you will not have any regret that you should do like this. And it is also practically impossible to do a very sensible thing in every point of time, because if you are working on your main profession or focusing on your main profession, that any random thing cannot be make with the most sensible way. So you need to just focus on your main work, and everything which is every conversation, everything which is happening by you in random, you have to just let it go as it is going. It is going as a part of life, and you don't have to over manipulate it or overthink about it. Okay. And Sandeep Maheshwari also tells us that some are having problems in that overthinking because they are not having the things they are wanted to have. Look, you need to have this point of view, that if you have sufficient for what is survival, then you are happy. Happiness cannot be compared to any other thing, because when you get that, you will feel that it is not giving you that much happiness, and if it also giving you happiness, then for a particular part of time. But if you want to remain happy all the life, then first you have to make your survival easy. It means that you have all the things you are hearing or listening this podcast. It means that you may are having a good property, but also you are having sufficient food to eat. You are having all the necessities for your survival. What is more required than that? Yes, the upper limit is not after you have achieved the basic of survival. If you have reached all the things or have all the things that are necessary for your survival, then after that there is no upper limit. You can go and succeed as much you want, but don't relate your happiness with that success, because happiness is just when you have all the things for your survival, because it is necessary. And if you have all what is needed for your as a necessity, then what's the problem for you? Other things will be come to your way, you will gain them, or you will earn those things that you want. But you must not compare your happiness with those things, or must not keep your happiness in those things, because there are partial happiness things. So if you want to happy throughout the day, throughout the life, throughout the month, throughout the year, so you have to start feeling happy because of the things you have for your survival. You have to feel relaxed because you have all the things necessary for your survival, and after that there is no upper limit. You can work as hard as you want and succeed as much as you want, but never compare that I didn't have these things that this millionaire have or this person have, because there are persons who have less than you. But it is not mandatory to compare yourself with anyone, either bigger from you, either successful than you, or either lower than you, a person. So what you do is if you have all things necessary for your survival, you be happy with it. It is the highest possibility of a human being, because a human being needs just for his survival. So, and also if you see that from in the kings of the past 100 years ago doesn't have the easy life that you are having, because they don't have easy ACs and fridge and other things, electronic gear. So your life is very much easier than those people's. So you can feel that you are richer than a king also. So you have the necessities for your survival, and so you are happy. You need to be happy with that, and after that you don't need to have an upper limit. You just make goals and achieve them. There is not upper limit from that. So after you have all the things for your survival, then you be happy. And so after that you can do a lot of hard work for achieving your goals. No one is stopping you, but don't relate the happiness from it. Relate your success with it, but not the happiness. Happiness is just because of the survival. If you have all the necessities for your survival, then it is okay. And so today's podcast ends with this, and so you can watch other podcasts like Habits of Successful People and become as much productive as Elon Musk on my channel. You can also hear them. Okay, so thank you guys, and we will meet in the next podcast.